In the fall of 1970, the U.S. military conducted a mission into North Vietnam to rescue about 60 POWs. Terry Buckler was the youngest member of what was known as Operation Ivory Coast. We relive the moments of the nighttime raid on the prison, next on The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hi, this is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
It was the night of November 21st, 1970. Terry Buckler was just 20 years old, the youngest member of a team of about 50 soldiers being flown north of Hanoi on a raid of the Son Tay prison to rescue about 60 POWs. Captain Dan Turner was teamed with Terry to accomplish an important part of the plan.
I was an RTO radio operator. He and I were a two-man team, and our job was to get to the communications building as quick as we could so we could eliminate calling.
The goal was to incapacitate the guards, and Terry and Dan would knock out the opportunity for any call for help to Hanoi.
I had a headset on, and they said that no items. No items was a code word for POWs.
Another search of the compound was made, but the prisoners were not there. They later learned they had been moved to another camp previously. The choppers were called back in to pick up Terry and the others to quickly get out of North Vietnam.
The good thing about the mission, we proved that the United States could get in to the back door of Hanoi, get in and get out, and we did not lose any men.
The mission did not end up rescuing any POWs, yet its impact is still seen today.
If you look at every raid that's been done since Son Tay, it's a model after the Son Tay raid, and a good example is bin Laden. The only major differences of the raids today versus the raid that we did is the technology that they have today is tremendous.
But there was a positive impact on those POWs, even though they didn't reach them. The conclusion of our story is next time, and you can hear the full interview at farmingthecountryside.com. Just listen for episode 202 or find Farming the Countryside on your favorite podcast platform. Traveling the Countryside in Holt, Missouri. I'm Andrew McRae.